Bravo. Common Men, Uncommon Valor is the story of Bravo Company, 1st Battalion, 26 Marines. It's a documentary film about the 77-day siege of Quezon. It's not a pro-war film. It's not an anti-war film. It's a story produced by a grunt who was there for the entire siege. It's history over the lip of the trenches of Quezon as told by 14 Marines and one United States Navy corpsman. It's award-winning. It's available on Amazon Prime right now. Watch it, review it, and share it. I say again, watch it, review it, share it.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place!
We continue on a Wednesday. My thanks to Ken Falk and Josh Goldberg for coming on. The book is called Struggle Well. 99 cents. I think today's the last day. So get on that thing. Yeah, 99 cents. Come on. That'll fall out of your pocket. And then, but let your friends know about it, about that deal. what they write about is pretty unique. Pretty unique. The all right, what I want to do now is I want to introduce Charlie Plum to you, okay? And then after we introduced Charlie Plum, he did, it's about 14 minutes, but he did a TEDx event. So what I want to do is I want to introduce Charlie to you, and then I want to listen to his TED Talk. All right. All right. So, Captain Joseph Charles Plum Jr., also known as Charlie Plum, is a former Navy fighter pilot and ex-prisoner of war, turned author and motivational speaker. Born in Gary, Indiana during World War II, raised in Kansas in a home with no indoor plumbing until he was 11, dad a carpenter, mom a homemaker. Family moved to Overland Park right outside of Kansas City, graduated from Shawnee Mission High School at the age of 17, and then United States Naval Academy in 1964. F-4 Phantom pilot, those things. If you've never seen an F-4, I mean, I would describe it as a violent aircraft. Its engines are enormous. It's a big aircraft and unbelievable. Anyway, assigned to the USS Kitty Hawk, he flew 74 combat missions over Vietnam. On his 75th mission, with 5 days before he returned home, his plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile, resulting in his capture. He spent a total of 2,103 days as a prisoner of war in North Vietnamese prison camps. Upon returning home, he continued to fly A-4 Skyhawks, A-7 Corsairs, F-18 Hornets in a Navy reserve squadron. His last commands as a naval reservist were aboard the aircraft carrier Coral Sea with Fighter Air Wing out of Lemoore, California. 31 years of service, Plum retired from the Navy at the rank of captain. After he returned to the United States from his prisoner of war time, he became an author and a professional speaker. He was awarded the Silver Star, the Bronze Star, 2 Purple Hearts, Legion of Merit, the POW Medal for his service, attained the rank of captain in the Naval Reserve. He's written books, I'm No Hero, in its 32nd printing. How about that? The Last Domino, You Can Do It, Speaking Secrets of the Masters, Insights into Excellence, Stand Up, Speak Out, and Win, A Cup of Chicken Soup for the Soul. So there you have it. All right, so he writes the foreword in Struggle Well. So it's a cool picture of him. Here he is with his own message, Charlie Plum, Captain, United States Navy.
Several years ago, I found myself in a prison camp, in a tiny prison cell in North Vietnam.
Okay, let me. He's on a stage. This was filmed at Oaks Christian School, I believe, in the San Fernando Valley, which is at the northern end of Los Angeles. There's a red carpet that he's standing on, and it looks to me that the spotlight has been reduced to 8 feet by 8 feet, which would have been the size of a cell. Okay, so just a visual of where he is.
The cell was 8 feet long and 8 feet wide. I remember distinctly the dimensions of that cell. I could pace 3 steps in one direction before I ran into a wall. Then I had the opportunity of turning around and pacing 3 steps the other way. Inside my new little home, I had nothing to do. I had no books to read, no window to look out, no TV, telephone, BlackBerry, Bluetooth. I didn't have a pencil or a piece of paper. For 2,103 days. That equates to age 24 to age 30 in my life. I spent 6 Christmases, 6 birthdays in a tiny prison cell a long way from home. And I think the most value I can be in the few minutes we're together is to invite you into my little prison cell. You see, there's a great deal to be learned here. So for the next few moments, I'd like for you to try your best to smell the stench of that 2-gallon bucket in the corner I call my toilet. I'd like you to try to feel the baking heat of a tropical summer in a tin-roof prison cell 10,000 miles away from the good life. I'd like you to try to taste the salt, the annoying taste of salt in the corners of your mouth from the sweat and the tears and the blood. Not that you'll ever be prisoners of war, God forbid. But I hope you'll understand that the same kinds of challenges, in fact, maybe the biggest challenges you face in your life are the same challenges that I faced in mine. And more importantly, your response to the challenge, if you're going to succeed, has to be the same recipe of responses I used over there just to survive and thrive. And one more thing. If this is already too great a stretch for you, if you're already having trouble bridging this gap in time and geography between my life experience and your own, the best I can offer you is an interesting war story. But here's the connect. Here's the touch point. You see, there's not a person here who has not, in the last few weeks or months, felt lonely and alone. Your support group is gone. You're having trouble communicating, even with those you love the most. You feel defeated and put upon. The mountain is just too high. So step into my little prison cell, and I'll try to explain to you the ways that you survived those prisons. Because you see, as the minutes wore into hours, and the hours wore into days, and the days wore into weeks and months in that little prison cell, I found that you learn to acclimate. You learn how to breathe deeply and think about things far away, sunny beaches, warm breezes, thoughts of home. And you know what happens? You get so comfortable in your little prison cell that the last place you want to go is outside the cell because it's dark and lonely out here. At least you know the devil in the light. What happens is you get a restriction built up, and it's not the 8 feet between the walls. It's the 8 inches between your ears. You're in a mental box. Ever been in one of those mental boxes? We all get there. I'm convinced that you can be in a mental box with something so insignificant, have one of your friends unfriend you, or something as major as the loss of a child. How do you survive those little 8-inch prisons in your mind? I was one of 571 men who came out of the prison camps in Vietnam. What would you expect? What would you think of guys who were held in prison the longest in American history? 5, 6, 7, 8.5 years of my buddy Ev Alvarez. Would you expect us to be somehow mentally deranged, full of hate and bitterness, unable to go on with a normal life? Well, that's what the psychiatrists thought. And the psychologists, they had our families briefed to institutionalize us the rest of our lives. That's what they thought was coming home from the prison camps of Vietnam. I'm happy to tell you that we are setting records. We're surprising a lot of people. In fact, there was a study done just a few years ago that's represented in a book called Lessons from the Hanoi Hilton by Taylor Teeland. The book says that of all the combatants of Vietnam, 30.6% have post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Of the prisoners of war, 4% of us have post-traumatic stress disorder. In fact, they've come up with a new term. It's called PTG, post-traumatic growth, that we actually survived and thrived because of the challenge we faced. How do you do that? What's the secret? Well, I think, number one, you have to keep your parachute packed. Number two, you have to drop an anchor. And number three, you have to tug on a wire. Explain that. I sat down in a restaurant several years after I came home. About two tables over, I noticed a guy looking at me. I didn't recognize him. He stood up, walked over to my table, pointed at me. He said, "You're Captain Plum." I said, "Yes, sir, I'm Captain Plum." "You're that guy. You flew jet fighters in Vietnam. Fighter pilot, part of the Top Gun school. Shot down, parachuted into enemy hands. You spent 6 years as a prisoner of war." Somewhat dumbfounded, I looked up at this guy and I said, "How in the world did you know all that?" He finally broke into a smile and he said, "Because I packed your parachute." I tell you this, I was dumbfounded. Best I could do was stagger to my feet, reach out a very grateful hand of thanks. He came up with just the proper words. The guy grabbed my hand, he pumped my arm, and he said, "I guess it worked." Well, we spent a lot of time that night talking. This guy was very humble. He said, "I'm not the only one that packed your parachute." "Oh, yes, I did the physical job. What about your mental parachute? How about your psychological parachute? How about your spiritual parachute? Somebody else packed those." And it's very true. Early on, my mother taught me a lot about forgiveness. My father taught me a lot about discipline. He said discipline would bring me freedom. And I would use both of those wonderful people in my life that packed my parachute in surviving and thriving in that prison camp. And at school, a coach I'll never forget named Smith, after a very losing season, I'm wandering off to the locker room and I felt this arm over my sweaty shoulder and I said, "I'm sorry, coach, I guess this team's just a bunch of losers." And he squeezed my shoulder and he sunk his fingernails into the flesh and he said, "Son, whether you think you're a loser or whether you think you're a winner, you're right." And he was right. Life is a choice regardless of where you go and the challenges you face. You can choose happiness or sadness. You can choose profit or loss. You can choose health or sickness. You can choose life or death. And you can choose to give away all those other choices. At the Naval Academy, I learned a lot there. I got a degree in engineering from the Naval Academy. Learned how to drive ships around the Chesapeake Bay. And those instructors taught me the value of an anchor. An anchor stabilizes a ship in stormy weather. And the chaplains there taught me the value of an anchor in life. In those challenging times when you need stabilization, you need the focus, you need a reason to be, you need a purpose in life, that anchor holds you steady. And even in the prison camp, the parachute packers just came out of the shadows of my life in that prison camp. I was pacing along there a couple hundred miles into my experience. I heard in the far corner the chirping noise of a cricket. I walked over to check it out. No cricket at all, but a piece of wire about that long poked through a hole at the base of the cell wall and scratching on my concrete floor, making this chirping noise like a cricket. I knew the enemy was not sophisticated enough to try to trick me. That meant on the other end of that wire had to be another fighter pilot. Like me. Boy, would I like to talk to another fighter pilot. Could we tell some stories? But I'll bet that guy's tougher than I am. He's probably older, more mature, a better pilot. And he probably didn't cry when they tortured him like I did. I'm losing interest now. Ever get that way? You know, when that mental box starts to come in on you, the last thing you want to do is take a risk. The last thing you want to do is tug on a wire. And I thought to myself, I'll just crawl over here in the corner of this prison cell and wait. Surely in a few years they'll break down the gates and I'll be set free and I'll never have to take another risk the rest of my life. And the wire kept scratching and I kept sweating. And I finally had to reach down and grab that wire and tug. The wire tugged back. I tugged again and it disappeared right back through that rat hole. But it came back about an hour later, this time a note wrapped around the end of the wire. The note had a code written on it where we could tug on the wire representing various letters of the alphabet or abbreviations, and we could communicate, which was a godsend. Just to have the validation of another human being, knowing that I was alive and caring about me. Bob Shoemaker was on the other end of that wire, fighter pilot extraordinaire, astronaut candidate, but better than that, he was a parachute packer. He'd been in that prison camp for 2 years when I showed up, a total of over 8 years for Bob Shoemaker. I said, how in the world do you survive this? He said, well, you will find that you've just joined the finest team you'll ever play on. You will see the best example of leadership in the world right here in this prison camp. Our leaders can't talk to us. They can't fire us. They can't hire us. They can't give us a bonus. And yet they've redefined our mission here. They've given us an anchor. We are still combatants here. We are not on the defensive. We are warriors, and we will fight this war to our last dying breath. And I said, okay, but what does it take? He said, well, you have to be a believer. He said, I'm not a preacher. I'm not going to try to convert you to a religion. But you have to have faith. You have to have faith in your team, the other prisoners of war in this camp. You have to have faith in your flag, in your country. You have to have that reason, that purpose in life. And our purpose here is to fight this war till our last dying breath. Well, he sure packed my parachute that day. I don't think I'd be alive today if it hadn't been for Bob Shoemaker. The war ended. We came home after many years in that prison camp. They thought we'd be in baskets. Well, we're setting records. From 591 men, we have produced 17 generals and 7 admirals. Most of us retired as senior grade military officers. We went back to flying airplanes and commanding fleets around the world. We have doctors and lawyers and preachers and teachers, congressmen, 2 United States senators, 2 ambassadors from our number, a vice presidential candidate, a presidential candidate, and they're telling us today we're healthier mentally and physically than if we hadn't been through that experience. What does that mean to you? You'll never be prisoners of war. I hope and pray none of you ever face that 8-foot box, but you will face the 8-inchers. We all get there. Good, bad, ugly. We're all there. How do you escape? How do you survive and even thrive through that experience? Well, I'm convinced you have to keep your parachute packed. You have to have that baseline foundation from your family, from your coaches, from your team, from your community, from your nation. And you have to drop that anchor. Be sure that you have a purpose in life. Be sure that there's a focus to your very being, a raison d'être, as the French say. And you have to tug on wires, even in the midst of that challenge. You have to step into the fray. You have to embrace that challenge. And if you can do those things, you can escape every 8-inch prison in your life. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
How about that? Pretty amazing. When you think about what they've accomplished as a group, and if you were in the business of predicting, if you were in the business of predicting, I don't know, but I don't think that would have been part of your prediction set. That's just me. Now, I could be wrong. I don't think I am. It's amazing though. It's amazing. I want to play a couple of clips. That appear under the auspices of Lessons from the Hanoi Hilton, which is pretty amazing. I'll get those authors on. I'll get those authors on, and we'll get them on All Marine Radio to talk about talk about what they lived through and its significance relative to people today, both in uniform and not in uniform. But pretty interesting little talk. His name is Charlie Plum, a naval officer, graduated of the United States Naval Academy. And, so he writes the foreword for Struggle Well, which is the book that we had the privilege of talking about earlier today with Josh Goldberg and Ken Falk. We'll take a quick break. More of All Marine Radio on the other side of that here on a Wednesday morning. Don't touch that dial.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsouthfoundation.org/Marines. You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on the throne? I wonder where you are. Is it with all your faults? I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile? Yeah,
950. Email. Mac, why does it take people like Ken and Josh to do this kind of stuff? Why doesn't the VA do it? Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I think it's kind of a business model, right? Right? What you're talking about, what Ken and Josh do, is highly personal, long-term. Yeah. The VA, kind of a business model, right? Based on protocols, based on insurance, big money. So you have these protocols, right? He says he has anxiety, give him his drugs, right? And then he goes to group therapy, and he'll see a therapist too. If he says he can't sleep, he gets this drug. Okay, start with this dose. Evolve it from there. Depression, this drug. So those are the protocols. And, you know, it's, again, when you talk to veterans, it's like, I mean, even when you talk to Mike about, if you've never heard him talking about the number of drugs that he took, you should hear that. It's amazing. The number of drugs that Mike Musselman took for his migraines. And he said, you know, he's a zombie man. So, so why the VA does it like that, I don't know. I mean, I think that everybody I talk to wants to know how do I deal with it? What do I do? You know, what do I do? And you need, and the VA does not have enough therapists to do that work. You know, that do that work. The VA should have a world-class mental health unit. The VA should have a spokesman at every transition class that says, hey, look, if you're inclined towards the sciences, we're looking for you. We're looking for you. We want you to go get a degree. We pay, you know, top dollar to our therapist, and we want you because, and especially if you're a combat veteran, no slight against anybody else, but you have a common experience that is invaluable to us, and we're willing to pay for it. Yeah, that doesn't happen. Okay, so you know, it is what it is. I don't know what to say in terms of why. Another email. Mac, I'm driving. Just so I have it in my head, can you tell me the websites? Yeah. If you want to see what they do, Boulder Crest Retreat. Okay, bomb that in your phone, and it'll pop right up. Boulder Crest Retreat. The book, Struggle Well, just type in Struggle Well and then Falk or Goldberg, either name, and the book pops right up. Let me check out the book on Amazon. And let me check out the price. I believe today's the last day. Yeah, it's still listed as 99 cents. So you can have at it for 99 cents. Text message. Mac, he and others, he's referring to Captain Plum in his speech. He and others in that shithole, the Hanoi Hilton, were our extraordinary men. Talk about testicular fortitude, damn. I don't know if I myself would have the same outlook at all. What a speech by Captain Plum. God bless him. It's Plum, P-U-L-M, right? No B at the end, just Plum. What's that quote? Adversity doesn't bring out your character. It reveals your character. And so it is amazing, right? These guys were a cross section of American young and middle aged, young people, right? So under the age of 40. But yeah, imagine that. It's almost like the statistic for the Russian economy, right? Smaller than the size of Canada. That can't be true, right? That moment, right? That can't be true. And then, post-traumatic stress I remember the first time I heard it, it went like this. Post-traumatic stress in, guys who were in the Hanoi Hilton is 4%. That's bullshit. Like, how do they define it? Because there's no way that's right. There's absolutely, positively no way that shit is right. And then you start reading. And you look and you're very, very, very humbled to find out the truth. Okay. And it goes back to, this is why this whole concept of, it's intriguing in a competitive way, right? And I say this as a Marine. You join the Marine Corps because you weren't afraid of a challenge. And that's what defines the Marine Corps. Everything else that happens happens after a guy or a girl looks at all the choices and then chooses the one with the crazy people that are screaming. Chooses the one that has the coolest uniforms. Chooses the one that has people with the smallest waist and look the most fit. Chooses the one that says first to fight. Okay? That's what they choose. So that's what defines us. That's the person. So being from that tribe, then when you hear this post-traumatic growth thing, you're like, what the hell is that? What is post-traumatic growth? All right? Because everything I've heard that started with post-traumatic didn't end up well. Okay? Stress disorder, post-traumatic growth. And then you start going down that road and you look at, what other people. Now, look, this is not to say that those guys didn't struggle. They did. They did. A lot of them self-medicated after World War. There's a really interesting movie that I've talked about on the program before. But I would offer, when you see it, watch it. What's it called? The Times of Our Lives, made in 1940 something by Frank Capra. I'll find it. And Frank Capra was one of those guys who made all kinds of movies. He was in the film business during World War II. Yeah. What? So So anyway, I'll find that. But even in that movie, in 1946, it's pretty realistic. There's a double amputee that stars in it along. He's one of the stars of it. One guy's been a bomber pilot. One guy's been an infantry guy. And the other guy was a sailor. And they're flying home. And so so it's really interesting. Even in that movie, it had only been a few years since the war had ended. You see, I want to say two of the three have drinking problems. And it shows them as they drink, their behavior gets a little bit erratic. How's that for being nice? So this concept of post-traumatic growth, it doesn't come with chrome. You know, it's not slick. It's a fight to do it. And so the beautiful thing about the book, Struggle Well, is it lays out kind of a way that you do that, you know. And I will tell you that a lot of people who ask that question, well, what do I do? How do I do it? I got something for you to read. All right, some breaking news. No word on casualties, but the Associated Press is reporting that a C-130 aircraft from the Air National Guard has crashed near the Savannah Hilton Head International Airport. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that that whatever comes out of that, there's no fatalities in it. So. Say a prayer that, that turns out okay. Also, in what is pretty interesting, two black men who were arrested in Starbucks have settled, with the city of Philadelphia for $1 each and a city pledge of $200,000 for young entrepreneurs. How about that? That's pretty amazing. And the president's lawyer relative to his impeachment, Ty Cobb, has announced that he's retiring and he will not represent the president any further. So the churn around Donald Trump continues. That'll do it on a Wednesday. Don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next as we get going. on a Wednesday. That'll do it. No, I'm having some computer issues. Almer and Radio, out.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines. You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.